Tim Up, December 28. The Finishing Touch of Immortality. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Through personal effort joined with the prayer of faith, the soul is trained. Day by day, the character grows into the likeness of Christ, and finally, instead of being the sport of circumstances, instead of indulging selfishness and being carried away by light and trifling conversation, the man is master of his thoughts and words. It may cost a severe conflict to overcome habits which have been long indulged, but we may triumph through the grace of Christ. He invites us to learn of him. He would have us practice self-control and be perfect in character, working that which is well-pleasing in his sight. By their fruits ye shall know them, is his own standard of judging character. If we are true to the promptings of the Spirit of God, we shall go on from grace to grace and from glory to glory, until we shall receive the finishing touch of immortality. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Can any earthly promotion confer honor equal to this? To be sons of God, children of the heavenly King, members of the royal family? Man may be ambitious of the honor that his finite fellow man can bestow, but what will it avail? The nobility of earth are but men. They die and return to dust, and there is no lasting satisfaction in their praise and honor. But the honor that comes from God is lasting. To be heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ is to be entitled to unsearchable riches, treasures of such value that in comparison with them the gold and silver, the gems and precious stones of earth, sink into insignificance. Through Christ we are offered joy unspeakable, an eternal weight of glory. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. We are wanting in simple faith. We need to learn the art of trusting our very best friend. Although we see him not, Jesus is watching over us with tender compassion, and he is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. No one in his great need ever looked to him by faith and was disappointed. The Christian is the happiest man in the world. He feels secure, for he trusts in Jesus and enjoys his presence. His defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Do not defer this matter, but begin to fix your minds more firmly upon Jesus and heavenly things, remembering that by beholding we become changed into the same image. Have courage in God.